The Ridge and Valley All-Conference softball teams have been recognized here in the month of June. Looking at the first team members, which include several Ithaca Weston players, they were co-conference champions this year with Waseca Steuben. Both teams going 11-1. DeSoto went 7-5. Seneca 6-6. Also Lafarge was 7-6. Kickapoo 3-9. And North Crawford went 0-12. First team members include junior J.C. Maxwell and junior Kelsey Coleman, along with senior Valerie Bauer of Ithaca Weston. From Waseca Steuben, Isabella Bunders, a senior, sophomore Devin Allert, and junior Brianna Ray. From Seneca, Rhea Wallen, a senior, and sophomore Grace Verrill. From DeSoto, senior Ella Coe, and juniors Kylie Venner and Sylvia Kruger as well. Also, Chelsea Hipsch of Lafarge rounds out the first team all-conference. Chelsea was a senior this past year. Second team all-conference members, Ithaca Weston junior Emma Hilby, Adeline Hansen of Lafarge, a junior, Seneca senior Carson Thomas, and junior Addison Davison, along with senior Cameron Lenzendorf. From Waseca Steuben, freshman Abigail Wright, and senior Molly Hooker. Honorable mention Ridge and Valley softball players include DeSoto's Josie Hansen, from Ithaca Weston, Haley McGlynn and Jaden Boland, Kickapoo's Maddie Townsend and Lorelei Young, from North Crawford, Adriana Logue, and from Waseca Steuben, Madison Chambeau and Elena Krejci. The sportsmanship team, comprised of DeSoto's Ella Cook, along with Ithaca Weston's Maley Plemer, freshman Abby Wirtz of Kickapoo, Gwen Walker Lafarge, North Crawford's Dakota Heiser, and Seneca's Bridget Hall, along with Claudia Waltz of Waseca Steuben. The pitcher of the year, Ithaca Weston Jr., J.C. Maxwell, and the player of the year, Ella Koch, from DeSoto, a senior. Coach of the year, Brad Lewis, Ithaca Weston, sharing that honor with Dustin Smith of Waseca Steuben. The WIAA State Baseball Tournament continues today, and they will crown four champions. Just after 9 this morning, Potosi Cassville at 20-7 takes on 23-6 Columbus Catholic for the Division IV state title game. Just after noon today, 22-5 Cedar Grove will take on 25-2 Dodgeville for the Division III state title. Just after 3, it will be Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic and Pewaukee for Division II. And the Division I championship begins tonight at 6:05 at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute, Wisconsin. Night League home talent baseball going on this evening. Black Earth will be at Middleton, Dodgeville at Arena, Mazamani at Wisconsin Dells, and Reedsburg travels to Sauk Prairie as well. WIAA State Girls Soccer Tournament gets underway today near Milwaukee. Division I semifinals will get underway this afternoon at 4:30 with Divine Savior Holy Angels playing Kimberly, and then tonight at 7, Oregon battles Muskego. Division II semifinals at 11 today, Brookfield Central plays Holman, and Wauwatosa East will tangle with DeForest beginning around 1:30. Divisions 3 and 4 will take to the field coming up tomorrow near Milwaukee. Brewer batters continued to pound the ball in June while beating the Cleveland Guardians last night 9-4. Milwaukee is averaging more than 7.5 runs per ball game this month. Christian Yelich and Jackson Cherio had home runs, and rookie Cooper Pratt went 2-for-4 with an RBI. His manager, Pat Murphy, talked about Cooper Pratt's game.
He had two great at-bats where he stayed in the zone and didn't try to do too much. He'll tell you, you know, it was predicted by some great Swami that his first hit would be between the 3-4 hole. That was a prediction that was told to him by the Swami. And then it came true, and he started to realize, hey, you know what, I don't have to do too much. So really proud of him.
Cooper Pratt talked about his second major league game.
Yesterday was kind of like trying to figure out the schedule, trying to figure out where I was supposed to be, when I was supposed to be there, not be late. I'm trying to figure out the ins and outs, kind of. And then today, after having yesterday, knowing when to do stuff, not being rushed, and then like just it was more relaxed because I got the first one out of the way, and then it was just like, okay, you had your day, now it's time to play.
Chad Patrick returned to form with 3 1/3 scoreless innings to earn the victory. Rookie Shane Drohan pitches this afternoon as the Brewers go for the sweep. In other interleague games, Kansas City 6-2 over Washington. The Dodgers 5, Tampa Bay 4. Arizona 8-1 over the Angels. Pittsburgh 12 and the Athletics 4. In the National League, the Mets 9, Cincinnati 1. Miami 12-4 over Philadelphia. San Francisco 7-2 over Atlanta. San Diego beat the Cardinals 6-1. San Francisco 7-5 winners against Atlanta. And the Cubs were winners against Colorado 8-6. In the American League, Houston 4, Detroit 2. Toronto 3-0 over Boston. The Yankees 10, the White Sox 5. Baltimore 5-3 over Seattle. Rookie cornerback Brandon Sis is providing to be a good match with his coach, defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon. He tells reporters he appreciates Gannon's intense coaching style. LombardiAvenue.com quotes the first-year player as saying Gannon is tough, adding, "That's something I embrace." Teammates are taking notice. Starting quarterback Jordan Love says he already tries to avoid throwing to the areas where the rookie is playing. Speaking of the Packers, they are rebuking the idea that a new TV deal could hurt the smaller franchises like them.
Fifth District Republican Scott Fitzgerald wants Congress to re-examine the 1961 Sports Broadcasting Act, allowing the NFL to negotiate broadcast rights and distribute proceeds equally among teams. Fitzgerald and other Congress members are trying to determine whether antitrust laws are being violated and if the league is unfairly pricing out viewers. The Packers say those efforts threaten the team's future. Quote, "The tremendously successful model of pooling media rights and sharing revenue equally among teams has allowed the Packers to survive and thrive in the smallest media market in professional sports," unquote. The Packers call the SBA the foundation that the team has been built on. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
NBA teams can make a lot of bad choices on draft day, though the players that they pick or the ones they trade is certainly always up in the air. Bleacher Report has compiled a list of 25 draft day misfires. The Bucks have had a few. They could have had Dirk Nowitzki along the way. But also picking Jabari Parker with the second pick of the 2014 draft. Analysts say things looked okay for a couple of seasons, but the mistake became obvious as Joel Embiid developed into an annual All-Star while Parker faded away. Much worse, though, the 1984 decision by the Portland Trailblazers to pass on Michael Jordan. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.